certainty is what we try for. It's like gravity, you know, it's pulling you into the sun, but you don't want to go directly into the sun. You want to be orbiting around it. Mm-hmm. You want that wonder, that curiosity, that I'm not sure, that, ooh, there must be more. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing good. Summer is just about over here now.
It is solidly fall. We're about to start something new.
Yeah.
That's good. So what are we talking about today?
Well, it's a new season, so we're going to introduce that. I know.
Yeah. And we've got some questions to ask some people pretty soon. But let's talk about that new season. So we're starting our new sermon series, your fall sermon series. Actually, we already started it. We started it on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So you want me to tell folks about it?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, I'm quite interested about it, actually.
All right. So we're talking about how faith meets science, and that's the title of the series. And it's something I've taught on in the past a couple of times, and every time I teach it's different. You know, things change. So
You mean the science has changed? No.
A little bit. My understanding has changed. Mm-hmm. It's grown a bit.
I say, you're growing.
I love teaching this, and folks generally like it. So, yeah, we're back in it. It's several weeks of exploring science and faith and the interplay of the two through scripture and also through the stories of some very foundational scientists who just happen to be Christian. Mm-hmm. There's this idea out there, I think, in our head that there has to be a separation there. But at the founding of modern sciences, you'll find Christians all over the place.
Sure.
From different strains of Christianity and coming at it from different angles, some of them professional, some of them hobbyists, some of them monks, some of them, you know, professional scientists. And so that's part of what goes on in this series.
I don't know. I've always been very interested in science and my understanding of scripture, I guess. And I've always tried to make comparisons in order to understand scripture based on whatever scientific facts that I knew.
Do you ever get hung up?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. Huh. I mean, I feel like it's kind of makes a lot of sense to me. Then the more that I learn about science or facts, I'm like, oh, well, I can, it just seems to line up to me. Usually reinforces things, to tell you the truth.
I remember when I was in middle school, I think, or maybe it was early high school, I was working for my dad in construction over the summer. We were building an accounting firm's office. Mm-hmm. And he had he was a general contractor, and he had his, you know, a couple of hired staff. And one of them was this guy who was rough around the edges. He used to be a rodeo clown. He's the kind of guy that we would have to go to wake him up to remind him he had to go to work and then bring him with us. He played guitar my dad played guitar. He played guitar. I remember them playing together a couple times. But he once brought this rock, this stone, to me, and it had a whole bunch of what looked like fossilized shells on it. And this was before I was a Christian. I was a Baha'i at the time, and my understanding of creation was solidly on the scientist's side, the scientific theory side of things. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure why he brought this. Maybe we came up with the conversation, but he brought this stone and he said, hey, I want to show you this. This proves that Genesis is real. And he said, you know, there's this stone. I found this at the top of, I think he might've said mountain, but I don't know. Maybe it was really, really high hill. Uh-huh. He said, I found this at the top of this mountain, and there were no other stones like it. There was nothing anywhere near it. I dug a little bit and didn't find anything like it. This was by itself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how? could that have gotten up there by, you know, standard geological processes or something like that? Mm-hmm. No, this is God put it there in the beginning, in creation. That's the way it was. And I didn't have an answer for him.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't looking to find an argument or anything, but I didn't have an answer for him. But it stuck in my head because here I have this object that he purports to say is proof of something mm-hmm. that I didn't agree with. I didn't imagine a God who, like at the beginning on the fifth day, puts a bunch of stones at the top of that mm-hmm. mountain to prove that that's what it was. Years later, I learned more about how geology works mm-hmm. and how the movement of things happen and how things like glaciers can dig up soil from one area sure. and drag them down to another area yeah. and how the soil can rise.
Learning about like the complexity of things.
Yeah.
That something that maybe you can't explain doesn't necessarily mean that God just put it there. It's because you
and that's good enough. Yeah.
You can't explain the complexity of how that would have happened.
So. Yeah. And in what he said, there was certainty. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what maybe stuck in me is that certainty, which is not what I have.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't have that certainty. I'm always kind of wondering, or if someone comes out with a new study, I'm like, oh, that's mm-hmm. interesting. Like, I don't think faith is about certainty
mm-hmm.
at all, or at least not strong faith. I think weak faith is about certainty.
Mm-hmm.
Skin thick faith is about certainty.
Mm-hmm.
So this series is about a deepening of the faith, an enduring faith, a sacred, curious faith. That's what I hope to learn.
Something that I remember from when I was young or in school, you know, when you learned a little bit about science and religion, there was always in some kind of social studies or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You learned the
world civilization class or something. Yeah.
Yeah, this idea that the church was not happy about the idea of the earth being the center of universe.
Yeah.
And I mean, I always thought that makes a lot of spiritual sense based on the scripture, because God's talking about light and that would be the center
right.
of that it would be. And then that idea that it humbles the earthlings to where they're not the center of the universe or that.
Right. Or that they're really special in it.
Yeah.
Or that our particular circumstances are unique to us. Mm-hmm. Our particular circumstances are unique to us. And maybe they're not easy to find mm-hmm. very far from us. You know, how valuable what we have is. All of those things you can find.
Mm-hmm.
But certainty isn't one of them.
That's pretty certain.
Okay. Yeah. All right. No. No. I'm going.
Uncertainty.
I'm double down. I'm doubling down.
Uh-huh.
Wonder, curiosity, and openness trumps certainty every time.
Yeah.
Certainty is what we try for. Mm-hmm. It's like gravity. Mm-hmm. You know, it's pulling you into the sun, but you don't want to go directly into the sun. You want to be orbiting around it.
Mm-hmm.
You want that wonder, that curiosity, that I'm not sure, that ooh, there must be more. I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like certainty is the orbit that you want to be in. That's
I think,
not good.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're definitely born uncertain, and perhaps your faith in God is the only certainty that you really...
It's a thing you hold on to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in this series, we've got, let's see, we're going to hit... We already hit a little bit of Isaac Newton and Jocelyn Bell Burnell this last week. But this week we're going to be hitting George Lemaître. We're going to talk about medical ethics. That's going to be fun. Louis Pasteur and others.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that could be a hot button, but it doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just this mm-hmm. is it's medicine. It's a science that we have. Then we're going to get into evolution. That's going to be I think I'm going to make that the 26th. I had it on the 19th, but I think I'm going to make that the 26th because we've got Professor Greg Carey coming. From Lancaster Seminary.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be there on the 26th?
Yeah, he'll be here on the 19th.
All right.
So I'm going to move what I was going to talk about on the 19th to the 26th. And then we're going to close off with questioning God, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. And that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Now, we already got some questions.
Yeah.
I know. I asked at the end of the end of my message on Sunday, I asked people to put their kind of their scientific questions or their Bible questions on a card and turn them in at the end. And I just got printout. Lois was kind enough to type them up for me. So I haven't really looked at all of them. But look at some of these. I like this one. How much noise does a boneless earthworm make so a robin can hear it and extract it out of the ground with one stab? It's a fantastic question.
I can imagine the sound, though.
Yeah. How does the earth move, and how does that form the land as we know it? Is creation ongoing? Why are there two creation accounts? That's a good question. Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 are very different.
Mm-hmm.
How can the created world continue with all the problems of climate change, and God seemingly has not control over this creation? Good question. Okay. What is the depth of the oceans? After death, what does paradise look like? What about human life on other planets or in other galaxies? So, good questions. I'm going to see if I can't work some of these into these sermons I'll be teaching.
Yeah, I was going to say, you going to try to answer some of those questions?
I don't know. I don't
know.
A few
of them are probably answerable. I mean,
I think so. I don't know if they want answers so much as maybe how do I explore this more? Mm-hmm. You know, what do I need to know about this question?
I'm going to find out about that sound of the earthworm if I can.
So. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
That would be good to play on the radio, I think.
And can you imagine what it would be like to have an existence where you have, assuming a robin has that kind of hearing, where you have that kind of hearing? This is a noisy world for that robin.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got my headphones on right here, right now, so I kind of have that kind of hearing.
Yeah.
When those kids walk by, I know everything they say. So.
Yeah. Now, we've got some more questions we're going to be asking. We're entering a new season in this podcast, too. Mm-hmm. I think we'll talk about that in the next podcast.
Yeah.
But I know part of it is asking questions, right?
Yeah. Maybe giving people an opportunity to answer them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be asking people to be willing to be recorded.
Yeah.
Telling stories.
Yeah.
And we're just going to, we'll hold the rest for later, but it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. So listener, get ready. We're going to be hearing some stories from our people.
Yeah. And maybe some of you will tell some of the stories.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be fantastic.
I know a few out there who have done it before, so.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, Jason?
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. We're in a new season.
It's time. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. Here we are.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. We'll talk to you soon then, Chris.
See you later.
Bye.
Forward to chatting again in the next episode of Hey Hey, Anybody Listening?